prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18 July 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest I haven't had on this program for quite a while. This lady is hard to get your hands on. She's always into something, always busy. And I'll tell you more about her in just a minute. Before we do that, though, don't forget, folks, you can call us anytime you want during the day between 9 and 4. Lisa is our answering service. If you have any questions, ask me. Tell Lisa and I'll call you back. Anything you want to order, donate, whatever, just call Lisa at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And please, folks, feel free to call and ask questions. Have anything I can do to help you with? I'm not unreachable. I'm not in the office much during the day except on Thursdays. But Lisa can find me, and I will call you back. And that's a promise. I'll do that. If you need me for anything, if I can help with anything, feel free to call me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Now, our guest tonight is D.V. Kidd. Now, a lot of y'all maybe haven't heard that name. D.V.'s been in this battle as long or longer than I have been. I've been in the radio over 30 years. So she's been in this battle a long time, trying to get people to get their heads out of the rear ends, smell some fresh air, and look around what's happening. This woman has got some courage. She's not afraid to speak up and stand up. I'm sure that she and I would not agree on everything, but I tell you what, she's the kind of person I want in the foxhole with me if we're in a battle. I know she's got my back, and that's the truth. She's a lady of courage and character, and she's been out there in this battle on the front line for many years. D.V. Kidd, welcome.
Hello.
It's so good to have you. It's been such a long time.
Yes, it has, even though the days seem to be going by in a matter of hours anymore.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, a month is like a week used to be.
I know, and when you're 15 or 16, I wish I was 18, and I wish I was 21. Well, I'm 74 right now, as of last month, and I wish I was 40.
Well, yeah, I'm the same age you are, but in September I'll be 75, so I'm a little bit ahead of you.
Not much.
I ain't near as pretty as you are, but I'm hanging in there. But anyway, D.V., I just want to thank you for all you've done for so many years, and I know you've been through a lot of ups and downs in the battle. But you still hang in there. You're still active. Give the folks that don't know who you are a little bit of a bio. Who is D.V. Kidd? What does she do? What got her started in this battle? Go ahead.
I got started 31 years ago, quite by accident, really. I was, I of course, had a round with the Department of Defense as a whistleblower, and back then, over 31 years ago, whistleblowers didn't have the same protection that I did. I filed a fraud, waste, and abuse against my own job at Peterson Air Force Base, Air Force Space Command, NATO. And I had a top clearance, the whole works. And so the Inspector General was brought in. And in the meantime, I had been transferred to contracting where I should have been to begin with. And the only reason I got transferred was because I told the jerk at personnel, I said, you're going to let me go right today? I said, I'm going right to the TV studios. I'll see you on the 5 o'clock news. So they said, oh, no, don't do that. So, but the IG, his report said, Mrs. Kidd is correct. There is no job. You know, and the only reason the job was created was because my supervisor wanted to go from a GS-11 to a GM-12, and I came in as a GS-11. And I'll always remember this woman, and nothing happened to her, of course, but after the, 9 more months went by, and in the meantime, I had a wonderful time. I had a contract inside Cheyenne Mountain, which is the most phenomenal place you could ever go. My contracts were at another Air Force base outside of Colorado Springs, where Peak Field is. Where the Star Wars initiative was, I had to have a what they call a retina scan, which was difficult for me because I wear glasses, so the alarm kept going off. And finally, the airman, well, he opens the door and he says, are you pregnant or drunk? It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I said, no. I said, it's my eyes. And he said, well, take your glasses off. And he said, put that thing right up to your eyes. You're holding up the line. So I finally made it through, and I learned the trick of how to line my eye up to it. So, but I had a great time. But then my second book was published, so I went to a book convention in Los Angeles, because in the publishing industry, they have the big conventions on alternate coasts, New York and Los Angeles, every other year. So I go there, and quite by accident, my publisher hands me this one book, and it opened right to the chapter on the Federal Reserve. And I started reading it. He wouldn't let me borrow it, so I had to buy one. And I read this book. It's on about 500 pages. And it scared me because it talked about the New World Order and what was going on. And I thought, well, this can't be right. So my late husband and I were living in Lakewood, which is a suburb of Denver, because he was retired as bird colonel out of the Army from Fort Carson. So I go to the Federal Reserve downtown, which is like 15 minutes away, and I collect all their materials. And, of course, we didn't have the Internet back then or email or anything else. So I ended up at the Denver, fabulous Denver Library. I'm a library geek. And I started to learn all this, and I started ordering books, and here I am today.
Well, when you started investigating the Federal Reserve, what did you find out? For the novice out there that has no idea, what did you find out?
Well, first of all, it's not federal, and the courts have ruled that the Federal Reserve's banks can be sued because they're not part of the government. And, you know, the Federal Reserve Banking Act of 1913 was passed on December the 23rd of 1913. It's unconstitutional. Nowhere in the Constitution does it give Congress the authority to turn over monetary policy or money supply to a private banking consortium.
That's true.
You and I and your listening audience, they issue Class A stock, but we can't own any in it. And so they are the Fed, quote the Fed, quotes, the Fed creates inflation, they create deflation, stagnation, recessions, and depressions. They are solely responsible for what's going on. Course, as time went on, America became entangled with these other banking institutions. The big head honcho is BIS. And that's not a cuss word. It's Bank of International Settlements. They're the main big bank. And then you have the World Bank, and you and I, and your listening audience, they steal from the wages of your labor to give to these banks, like the International Monetary Fund, to hand out over the decades trillions of dollars for the continent of Africa and other countries that do not want to come, you know, into the 21st century. They have corrupt despots as dictators and leaders. There's no reason for poverty on this globe. There really isn't. But so the more I found out, the more alarmed I became. And so I wrote this little booklet, Why a Bankrupt America. And I explained a lot of this in using right out of their own mouths and what was in the congressional record. And quite to my surprise, and I sold it at cost. I never, ever taken one penny. I retired it, 2 years ago for the last time. I brought it out of retirement and then retired it again because I just simply, honestly don't have time. But I sold at cost. A little over 1.7 million copies of that booklet with no advertising.
Wow.
So that started to get people educated and interested in it because money is the engine of the economy. And, of course, then I've started learning about everything else, and that's what I write my weekly column on. Sometimes I write two columns a week. It just all depends. But, of course, you know, I've covered the experimental gene therapy injections being passed off as vaccines.
Uh-huh.
And I have already submitted to the Criminal Investigation Division here in Texas. Our poor beleaguered Attorney General was impeached in early June, yeah, by these dirty, rotten rhinos. And he's one of the best attorney generals you've ever seen. I mean, he accomplished so much in rounding up in child trafficking and sex trafficking and putting these monsters into prison for decades and some of them for life. And his trial starts September the 5th in the Senate. But on May 1st, how convenient, and then they impeach him a month later, these dirty, rotten, corrupt rhinos. And our legislature is Republican-controlled. Paxton opened an investigation against Pfizer and Moderna for criminal activities. And, of course, I presented everything along with the proper petition to my district attorney, our county district attorney, to go after Pfizer and Moderna in our county for fraud because they are passing off these vaccines or these injections as vaccines when legally they're not. Because if you go look at the filings, the Securities and Exchange Commission filings for Moderna and Pfizer, very clearly in their filings it says the FDA considers our product gene therapy. So if you go research gene therapy, you find out that gene therapy is to cure diseases. Okay? It doesn't have anything to do with this alleged virus. So I'm waiting to hear from the DA. They just impaneled the new grand jury here in my county a week ago yesterday. And then the one in Austin, I have not spoken to the attorneys there, but I made it very clear that you must file a what's called a little state RICO Act. And most people associate RICO, R-I-C-O, as having to do at the federal level, which it was created initially for going after the mafia and everything. But every state has its own little RICO laws, and the predicates are just about the same as the feds. So we'll see what happens on, you know, those two fronts. But I have not stopped hammering on these people for the last couple of years. And it's horrific. The number of people who've died are now permanently disabled. But the only way to stop these people is through criminal indictments. So that's a big project I just finished. I do have one little section left to submit to them that they're probably not going to take up, but they need to understand that nobody has ever proven that this virus exists. And I wrote a couple of columns, gosh, it's probably been a year and a half, on Dr. Stefan Lanka. And people say, well, who's that? Well, he was a virologist over in Germany. He's a very smart man. He's not some, you know, QAnon or any of that other BS. This is a very highly intelligent, educated man. In 2017, he put out a challenge. He said, I'll pay anybody $250,000 or pounds, I guess it was, or marks, whatever, if they can prove that measles is a virus. And so this one man said, oh, okay, here, I'm going to prove it. Well, the lower court in Germany ruled against Dr. Lanka. And so he took it to the equivalent of our Supreme Court over in Germany. Well, and the Supreme Court didn't know what to do over there because none of them are trained in virology or microbiology or anything else. They probably know how to take their temperature, but that's about it. So what they did was go out and hire six independent scientists who had no interest in the case whatsoever, no affiliation, et cetera, et cetera. They all said the same thing. Dr. Lanka is absolutely scientifically correct. Measles is not a virus. But here in the United States, remember what happened with the measles outbreak in Disneyland, 10 years ago?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
you got to get
yes,
your kid. Get, yes. get him a measles vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist. And one of his better interviews that was, I think, very informative was, you know, he said, we're shooting up our children using science that's over 130 years old, which is true. Because all these virologists and scientists and the CDC, the rest of them, they all depend on Koch's, it just now slipped through my head. I'll remember it in a minute. But Koch, he was, you know, the creme de la creme of his time. And the methodology that he used to determine what's a virus has since been proven to be absolutely false. Koch's postulates is what it's called. So when this whole coronavirus popped up, there were several people who said, wait a minute. We have to get this out there, you know, into the open and have a grown-up discussion about science. But Lanka said, you know, what are we doing with these quote, vaccines for a virus that nobody can find? Because remember, when the patient zero in January of 2020, in the state of Washington, they used a PCR test to determine that he had this new novel coronavirus. Well, the only problem is that the PCR is a manufacturing technique tool. It is never and not is a diagnostic test.
And by the way, they're still using it. They're still being used.
They are still using it because this is political kryptonite, and it also involves hundreds of millions of dollars in grants for virologists and research. But Dr. Lanka, you know, he gives a lot of interviews, and he explains in great detail, and he shows you his methodology and everything. And the microbiologists and you know, scientists of that, these are the finest minds on the planet. And they all say the same thing. He's right. This has been wrong for a long time. And so that I'm going to send to Austin and to my district attorney that you all need to understand that there's a lot more about this going on. And I don't expect you to really investigate this part of it at this time because you're criminal investigation, but you need to know that all of this whole hysteria is all based on a lie, a proven scientific lie. So.
Wow. Wow. You know what's really sad, though? Fauci and the rest of them may get a wrist slap, but they'll never go to jail. These people are on the inside, so to speak, and they're going to protect their own. But this con job is what this was. It's a con job. It's a huge con job.
Yes.
And most of everybody in common sense knows that.
Yes, and it was deliberate. It was manufactured fear and panic and hysteria. All. When was the last time the world saw the governments of the world all come together at the same time over one single thing? They all jumped in. I mean, throw the poker chips on the table for all of them. It's never happened before.
No, it hasn't.
Never happened. But it was very, very well planned, and we cannot allow it to happen again. And parents out there, and, you know, my daughter's 47 years old now. She only had three vaccines. I've only had three by the age five. I've never had another one, not a flu shot, nothing, since I was 5 years old. But they come this winter. They're going to try to pull this again. You know,
sure they
basically
are.
They've taken the influenza flu and rebranded it COVID. But doctors, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it because they don't, so many of them don't have the courage to stand up. They don't want to lose their hospital privileges. They're just too afraid of the system. And when I spoke to this woman who spoke at our GOP monthly club meeting, she's works with all these doctors and stuff, really smart lady. And I told her, I said, you know, these ivermectin and these other alternative remedies, I don't understand why doctors aren't prescribing them. And she said, because the CDC and the FDA, they'll come after them. And I said, wait a minute. There are six U.S. Supreme Court cases that have never been overturned, which specifically say that the government or nobody else can dictate to a physician what treatment or medications he subscribes to a patient. But they're all afraid of, you know, losing their hospital privileges and stuff. And so in the meantime, we have the carnage out there that's just, but all of this lying and everything. You know, I was reading today, and I read his stuff quite a bit. His name is hard to pronounce. It's Egon von Greitzer. He writes for King World News, and he brought up an interesting thing today in his column. He was talking about 5th century fall of the Western Roman Empire and Dante's Inferno. And, you know, they don't teach the classics and stuff in schools anymore. They want to teach porn. So I might make this my column on Monday because, to me, it is so reflective of what, even though it was what they called a Dante's Divine Comedy, it is just absolutely in lockstep with what's going on right now.
Yes, it is.
And
yes.
The first circle is called limbo. And, of course, that is, you know, non-Christian, virtuous non-Christians and unbaptized pagans who are punished and all that. The second circle is lust. And when you look at society today and look at Disney, Disney's now advertising for their latest children's cartoon show called Praise Petey. It is going to be unveiled on the boob tube on July the 21st. But this is this program is about a girl who inherits blood-drinking cult.
Yep.
And it throughout the whole thing, there's ritualistic murder and human sacrifice and everything else. And then there's the new movie out called Oppenheimer. And we all know who he is. He was the one who invented the atomic bomb. Which, when I first heard about this movie, I thought, well, that might be something I want to see. Because I haven't been to the movie theater since 2012.
Wow.
But so I went and looked at the ratings, parental ratings, because I'm a good Catholic girl, for Oppenheimer, to find out that it features full frontal nudity and sex acts. And I thought to myself, what does that have to do with inventing the atomic bomb?
Absolutely.
Why is that necessary in a historic film like this? So, let me go. But at the same time, I was brought this. I have this up on my screen. At the same time, one of the film critics for The Sound of Freedom, and you've probably covered this, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
Well, one of the Bloomberg film critics just happens to be a spokesman for Minor Attracted Person Advocacy Group. In other words, he's a pedophile.
Yep.
So he calls Sound of Freedom, QAnon, and this, you know, all of this other stuff. And the guy is a spokesman for a pedophile advocacy group. So I'd cover that in lust. And the third circle is gluttony, which we all know what's happened as far as that goes in the United States, and people wonder why they're sick and dying. The fourth circle is greed. We see greed in this country that, you know, everything is materialism. Everything and greed by all of these billionaires, and money is everything to them. And somebody asked me, you know, the other day about, Stevie, why are these people, you know, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and his sidekick, Harari, who's a sexual deviant, claims he's married to a man, why are they doing what they're doing? And I said, because they want to become gods.
That's true.
They don't believe in God, but they want to be a god. And because they don't believe in God, there are no restrictions on what they do. So when they say that you're going to, you know, own nothing and be happy about it, and Harari talks about keeping the American people distracted with drugs and entertainment, so that they don't know what they're doing, so they can make all of this money while putting people into poverty and destroying our freedoms and liberties. I said, it's because they're godless people. They think they're more powerful than the Creator. But God has a big surprise for these people. They're not going to succeed. I don't believe that they are. And in Dante's
Well, you know,
Dave,
I got to add this one thing. These people's consciences, these people's consciences are seared. They have no conscience. They have no soul, so to speak. They have no discernment except what they want of their own lust and greed. They don't have any pity on anybody else, or they don't feel any remorse. They're beyond that. They're narcissists, and even worse than that. Go ahead.
Yes, and they're sociopaths where they feel nothing for anybody but themselves. You know, that's nothing for them to, you know, set a cat on fire or cut somebody's throat. They feel nothing. But when you look at the statistics.
Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, D.B. Don't lose that thought. Folks, back at the break, you give us a call if you like anytime next half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back. And don't forget, if you're listening to this broadcast on shortwave right now, on 6115, it's because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for the hour. If nothing else, if you don't intend to buy anything as far as gold and silver, at least call and thank her sometime. If you enjoy the program, for having us on, okay? You can call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And just thank you for nothing else that we're on the air. I mean, if you enjoy the broadcast, if you're listening on shortwave, because she's paying for it. Now, at 11 o'clock Eastern, it'll be rebroadcast on 3215, which we pay for ourselves, of course. But Melody is a big part of this as far as shortwave time. She's helped us tremendously, folks, with that cost. That it's not inexpensive, believe me. And we're talking DV Kid. DV Kid, before we go any further, tell the folks how they can contact you. Give them your website. Tell them they can find you on the internet. All these things.
Well, my website is real easy. It's just my name. D is in Delta. E is in Echo. V as in Victor. V as in Victor. Y as in Yankee.com. DEVVY.com. And on the right-hand side is a list of where my archives are, all of my columns and stuff are. I just want to say something about your gold sponsor, and I don't, you know, make any money by saying this, but people should have at least 25% of their assets in gold and silver, but primarily gold. Seriously, because gold never loses its value, and we are in serious trouble. Skip the recession part. Inflation, if you look, before I go back to Dante's Inferno, inflation is really at 26% at this point in time, and it is killing people. The American people, their credit card debt and loan debts are now over $17 trillion. The U.S. government is very close to not being able to even meet the interest payments to these thieves at the Federal Reserve Bank. People were blindsided in 2008, and I don't want to see it happen again.
I agree.
So I just, tell people, look into this, you know, and make a decision for down the road. But when you're talking about what we were talking about before we went to the break about greed and the people, if you look at all the statistics and the studies and stuff, marijuana, people think that it's very harmless, but it isn't. It really isn't. And when you look at people out in the public and look in their eyes, because the eyes are the gateway to the soul, what do you see?
I want to add one thing here. I mentioned that program, I think, a week or two ago, but here in West Virginia, you can get a medical card, so you can purchase marijuana for medical purposes. I mean, you can get the card for that. But one of the stipulations for getting that card that nobody knows about is you cannot buy or own a firearm if you have that card. They don't tell you that. I mean, it's on the application, but nobody reads that far on it. So that's just another way of gun control. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have a problem with genuine medical marijuana. People who have, stage 4 cancer and terrible diseases like that, I really don't have a problem with that. But what they refer to recreational, in the states, like Colorado was a leading state, and what happened? Crime went up, car accidents went up. It's terrible. But when you look at people's eyes, they're dead. Their soul is dead inside, and the pot puts a fog into their brain, and there's nothing there. And I wonder how many of them are stoned when you're standing there talking to them, because they're not there.
And by the way, that stoned effect, I've met people who have been off drugs for a long, long time, but they still act like they're stoned. And it's like it doesn't go away.
It dims
their brain or something.
Yeah, I know somebody in Connecticut who used to smoke pot, as they call it, all the time. And he hasn't for a couple of decades, but he said it ruined his brain. He doesn't have the same ability to stay focused on things, and lots of other problems. So, you need to rely on Jesus and God for your strength in the hard times. And there's no side effects, from things like pot. But the greed part, it's very true. And the fifth circle is anger. And if you look at the anger out there, there's a congresswoman. She's a congresswoman from Georgia, and she's a black lady, and she just switched parties to Republican, and she posted the emails that she received from liberals and Democrats. The F word was apparently the extent of their vocabulary. Other called her the N word. I have never seen such hate and anger, all directed at her.
Yes,
because she is pro-life, and look at the anger out there. People shooting people. You see it in the video clips in New York of individuals walking down the street and punching somebody in the face, and they just keep walking.
That's true. That's very true.
Everybody. We're an open carry state here in Texas. You don't have to register a gun to buy a gun, okay? I own a Glock. I don't have to register it with anybody, and I can walk into a restaurant anywhere. I can't walk into the courthouse or anything. But, everybody's carrying because people are nuts out there, and I don't mean clinically insane. There is something driving this incredible anger out there, and I believe that it is because their souls are dead.
I do believe it's demonic. I think it's demonic. I mean, we're blessed here in our state also. We can carry open or concealed without a permit, and we like that. As a matter of fact, the crime rate went down considerably after we could carry concealed without a permit. I carry open all the time, though. When I'm out in public, it's on my hip. And I want people to see that. I want people to see that I'm armed. Leave me alone. I don't want any trouble. Leave me alone.
I'll always remember when my daughter got married, and she's the head of a mathematics department of the largest school district in the Denver, greater Denver metro area. But when she got married, I didn't know any of these people. They were all professors because the University of Colorado wanted her, and she did was a professor there for a while, but she didn't tell me why she left. But at her wedding, my late mother, was talking to this woman sitting there. So I said, "Hi, Mom, can I get you some hors d'oeuvres and stuff?" And Mother said, "But this is my second daughter." And this woman looked at me she looked stupid, quite honestly. And she said, "Oh, where are you from?" I said, "I live in Texas." "Oh, like it was some disease." And I said, "Is there some problem? They love guns out there." I said, "Yeah, they do." I said, "About 3 miles from where I live, you can see them on horses. These are real cowboys, ma'am. These are real cowboys, and what are they doing? They're rustling their cattle. And why are they carrying shotgun or rifles? Because there's rattlesnakes out there. Okay? They've got their dogs with them. They're heading up their cattle." And she looked at me like I had just grown, two or three heads.
Oh, yes, and she just, yes, yes.
And so I thought to myself, "You're a waste of human skin." So I asked my mom again, "Can I get you some punch or something like that?" I thought to myself.
Well, I get amused around here. People live in our area here in West Virginia. Very few of them look twice at a gun. They're used to it. But you get somebody coming up out of state, maybe out of Canada. I mean, they are shocked when somebody walks in with a pistol on their hip. I mean, they just are shocked. You can see it in their eyes. Well, they carry guns here.
And because they're brainwashed into believing,
of course,
that an AR-15 or an AK-47 is capable of moving itself to pull the trigger. And
yep.
I wrote a column about this. I've done radio shows about this. These are inanimate objects. And in my last column on this, I brought out the several news stories. The woman, a couple of women, different parts of the country, all of the news stories, they beat their husband to death with a frying pan. And they beat their husband to death with a baseball bat. So should we outlaw these assault weapons because they use the frying pan, they use the baseball bat to assault somebody? No. Guns are an inanimate object. It takes a human to pick them up and use them, and that's where we need to concentrate and push the narrative, not the gun, the user.
I totally agree.
And if we do
completely
that
agree.
And continue to do that, people will finally get the message. I
totally
believe.
Agree. Well, that's this is something that, I say we, I don't mean you and I, but the people that are holding this nation, especially them who call themselves Christians, "Well, I would never wear a gun. I believe in God." Well, I believe in God too, and I keep a spare tire in my car. Do you? I mean, what's wrong with you people? And when I'm preaching, there's a gun on my hip behind the pulpit. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm very thankful for that. I will defend my life, my wife, and my church if I have to. I have no problem with that. I'm a Christian man. I love the Lord with all my heart. I'm not a violent individual. But don't attack me or my family, or there will be trouble.
Well,
that's fair enough,
personally,
right?
My personal opinion of men like that is that they're just wusses.
I agree.
They are. They're they don't have the brains to figure out, take the emotion out of it. They don't have the brain to figure out what a gun is for when you're defending your life and your property and your home. And I brought this up one time at a speech. I said, "Look, if some guy breaks into the house and wants to rape your wife, does she have time to call 911? And how long is it going to take for 911 to get there? Well, it's much better for her to have a Glock, which I keep in the bedroom at night, and it's sitting right on my desk over here. And I live in an upscale neighborhood. It's much better for her to be able to grab the gun after she's, of course, taken safety classes and learn how to use it responsibly and shoot the son of a gun. Now, which would you rather have? A broken wife, a dead wife, or a wife that can take care of herself? Because my husband, you know, he is a retired Army colonel. He was gone a lot. And he taught me how to use a firearm safely.
Absolutely.
Because he
Absolutely.
Told me, I can't be with you 24/7. I want you to be able to take care of yourself.
And by the way, neither can a cop. So you're by yourself.
Yeah. So you're lucky if they come in 7 or 8 minutes. And if you live in an urban or metropolitan area, it can take a lot longer. But, you know, John asked me one time, he said, would you use it? I said, would I use it? Ask me if I'd flip the switch on somebody on death row who's killed or raped a child. Yes. I don't have any. My late mother used to say, you're a bloodthirsty daughter.
<I'd> say,
no, mother.
Well, you know,
I'm not.
Many years ago, I was preaching at a church not too far from where I live, at a Free Will Baptist church, and had a deacon there, and his name was Buster. And his wife's there with him, and something brought up the discussion about guns. And I said, you don't have a gun in your home to protect your family? Well, no. Somebody breaks in my house and steals from me. It may be God's will. I said, what? They don't stop there. Why did you walk to rape your wife or kill your son? Well, it may be God's will. And I looked at his wife. I said, why do you stay with him? And she left him eventually. I mean, why would any woman stay with a man who says if somebody's going to rape you, it's going to be God's will, just get out of the way? What kind of man is that?
He isn't a man. And the woman, the wife, should say to the husband, wait a minute. Let the guy rape you. And then tell me that it's God's will and see how you like it.
Yeah. Well,
or our 9-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah,
or
exactly.
Or our 6-year-old son. These I don't want to say animals because I love animals. These monsters, they're predators, and they're out there everywhere. But
I agree.
Moving on to Circle 6 of Dante's Inferno is heresy. And you know all about that. Right?
Yep, I do.
About
Go
how
ahead.
The Christians are being misled, I think, misled by these wishy-washy mega churches and stuff. It's I just don't understand how people go to those kind of churches. Or,
well, they make him feel good. They make him feel good. It's all emotional. There's no real.
You
want to
feel good?
Emotional.
Eat a scoop of ice cream.
There you go. You know? Yeah, probably better for you. Go ahead.
I was raised in the Catholic Church. I know they got all kinds of problems. Communists invaded them, in the 1920s. I understand all that. But when I went to church, and they were beautiful churches, it was quiet. And the priest spoke of sin every Sunday. He didn't talk about, this is going to make you feel good, we're going to have a little, bazaar afterwards and sell this. He didn't, no, the priest spoke every Sunday about sin and how important it was to live by God's word, by his commandments, not his requests. But the priest always used to say, his commandments. He commands you to do this.
That's very
big
true.
Difference. Big difference.
What? Go ahead.
Circle 7 is violence. Of course, that's self-explanatory. Look at the violence today. And we know all about black lives. I call it black lies, L-I-E-S, Black Lives Matter. And Antifa, who are against fascism, but are, in fact, fascists. But, of course, they're all paid to do what they do. But the violence in this country, especially towards children, you know, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was a volunteer at Sharp Medical Center in San Diego where she was born. And it got to the point where I couldn't, do some of the things I was doing, just because I didn't have to work. So they assigned, I volunteered at the hospital. So they put me in the children's ward, and I thought, oh, this is so wonderful. All these little kids, I love kids. After 1 week, I went to the supervisor, and I said, for my health and the health of my baby, you please transfer me someplace else. I cannot be around a year and a half old baby laying there, all stitched up from the drunken boyfriend who threw the baby against the wall because he was drunk and the baby wouldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
These children are so abused, and even way back then, and we're talking, 48 years ago, I just could not understand that type of violence against children. And it's not just violence. They're killing their own children. They're pimping them out for sex trafficking, pimping them out for porn movies. And I'm thinking to myself, we know what it is. They have no belief in God. They do not believe Jesus is their Lord and Savior. They have no commitment to that whatsoever.
They don't even believe in God. But, in Colossians chapter 1, the scriptures say that Christ is how all things consist. They don't just exist because of him. They consist because of him. When Christ taken out of society, it's like removing a mortar from between bricks on a house. They look nice, but they're going to fall over. And that's what the same way with Christ out of society, and now the family's been destroyed, and the first institution God created was the family. Look what's happened to the family in America. I mean, now we, no point getting all the different perversions that can go in the family now, but that's why Satan attacked the family. That's why he destroyed the children's minds and souls in public school systems. That's where we are, D.B. Go ahead.
But that's true. I mean, Lucifer thinks that he's ruling the earth. I mean, he's on a roll. And that's what I call these people. They're Satan's pimps. And they serve him. They do not serve God in any way, shape, or form. And they have fallen into temptation. And look at America has become an immoral sewer. It is a sewer.
Absolutely.
And the schools, we don't have that in our schools here where I live in West Texas. No. None of this stuff goes on. We don't have this one drag show that was canceled over in the UK. The picture of this, quote, drag queen, he was using a power tool to put up against his private parts in nylons and jerked it back and forth for the children. Can you imagine what kind of parent would take
their child? They're not parents. They're not parents.
No.
But they're probably child molesters themselves. They're not parents.
No. Well, they're quote, tolerant. They want to be your tolerance is sending your soul to hell. So wake
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Wake up. The eighth circle, because we're running out of time, the eighth circle is fraud. Well, is the United States and the governments and companies and people, are we not drowning in fraud in this country, for God's sake? We are. We absolutely are. It's almost mind-blowing. And the ninth circle is treachery, which kind of goes with the fraud. Treachery is the criminals that are running the district of criminals out there in Foggy Bottom. The treachery that's going on against Donald Trump, like him, don't like him, whatever, is, we've never seen anything, I've never seen anything like this in my time. Here he is going to be charged again for insurrection and inciting a riot for January the 6th. I hate to tell the special counsel guy, but there's a Supreme Court case called Brandenburg, and Trump's speech was easily protected under the First Amendment that day, but he didn't say anything to incite anything. He didn't incite people to go, buy a bag of potato chips. That's not what he didn't do anything. But, and it's been about 3 or 4 months since I've checked, but the last time I checked, Trump had already spent, since he's been out of office, $10 million of his own money for criminal defense attorneys. $10 million to get Trump. It's...
Well, I'm not a Trump fan, but I'm going to tell you what. There's got to be a fire somewhere with all this smoke. I mean, they was after him from the time he got in office, and they're still after him. So I have to believe there's something more there than... There's something going on. Obviously, something going on. I mean, that's all I can say. I don't know what the reasons are. Maybe we'll find out in the very near future, but something's going on. But, Devia, I mean, we're in a situation now that I don't think that any elected office could really change this country a whole lot because the nation is under judgment of God Almighty. I mean, we see that happening every day. You know, the Bible tells in Deuteronomy 28 that I'll smite them with insanity. Our nation is insane with sin. Sin causes insanity. And he said I'll give them confusion of face. In other words, people will be confused. They don't be able to understand what's happening. And when you think about it, and you and I are, well, we're no longer really youngins anymore, but it's hard for our minds to wrap around what we're seeing happening in this land today, in the world, but I live in America. It's hard for my mind to wrap around what I'm seeing happen to this country I grew up in. It's really because it's a confusion. What happened? Well, we know what happened as Christians, but the masses aren't Christians. They have no idea. They don't know.
No, because, like I said, they have embraced temptation because it makes them feel good. They do not want to do what God has commanded of them. They want to be promiscuous. They want to be liars, even though they don't think they're liars, but they are. Anything to achieve what they want.
That's true.
And I was reading an article earlier, some vote was taken for millennials, and half of them think that if you don't use pronouns, you should go to jail. Pronouns? I laugh every time, and I've had a couple encounters in town about this. You know, she is she. I said, has a name. See,
yeah.
We don't, like I said, we don't have too much of that here. This is West.
Well,
Texas,
thank God we don't either here. But you know, in Michigan, there's a bill before that. I think for the House, H.R. 4474, to make it a felony if you don't use the right pronouns.
Well, Michigan and Wisconsin have gone the way of Massachusetts and the rest of these cesspools of rottenness. And, you know, our legislature passed and Governor Abbott signed quite a few bills to protect children in this state.
Amen.
From
Amen.
Being mutilated. You know, when you're in kindergarten and you put your little, you know, Johnny down at the table and ask him which cereal he wants, he doesn't even know. But he knows that at that point in time, he wants his little private parts cut off.
Absolutely.
So that he can be a girl. Are you kidding me?
We're down to the last minute. I want you to give everybody information on how they can contact you, where they can find your writings online. Let them know who you are again and how to contact you.
It's just my website, dvy.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see News with Views and WorldNet Daily and wherever else my columns are.
Well, I print a lot of them in a magazine. You already know that, of course. But DV Kid, God bless this. I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, everybody, take care of yourselves. Drink lots of water if you're in a hot spot like I am out here.
There you go. All right, take
okay.
care. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Bye. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.